Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hello, everybody, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to talk about the reservoir. Yeah, that's right, the reservoir. So how do we tap into the reservoir of God's power? I love going to a lake as much as the next guy. As a matter of fact, I love being on Lake Lanier. I love being on Lake Hartwell. I love being down over in southeast Georgia, headed back over to the lake country. But all of those lakes do something. They have been created as reservoirs to create power. When we think about God's power, I wonder if we see it as a deep and wide reservoir that we have the ability to enjoy and live in. In Mark's gospel in chapter 5, verse 34, Jesus makes a statement, and here's what he says: "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." Jesus felt at home in the town of Jerusalem. And among all of the crush and the busyness of the people surrounding him, he never forgot exactly what his mission here on earth was. He never lost sight of lost men, lost women, the busy people, the distracted crowds, the lonely, the hurting, the folks on the fringe, the folks on the periphery, the folks that were jostling for space around him. And in Mark's gospel in chapter 5, an unnamed woman is immortalized. She reaches over to touch the hem of his garment to complete a healing of this issue of blood for 12 years. Now, I find it so beautiful that she believed that within Christ was a deep and wide reservoir of power and hope and joy and healing. And as a result, she felt perfectly comfortable reaching out to touch the hem of his garment, not even needing him to notice her, recognize her, but in himself, in his beautiful way, there he is, and to her, she's all that he needs. Well, here is what I know for sure. When she is immortalized, it is because she had learned how little it takes to get the Savior's attention when faith, not notoriety, is your motive. Let those who are conscious of the ravages of evil in their hearts, which is destroying their strength, establish a connection with Jesus as slight as the finger's touch of the garment's hem, and instantly his power will enter and heal their inward disorder. Jesus's power is forever going forth, and faith receives as much as it desires. I've said this before, probably 1,000 times, and are yet to say it another 1,000, and that is this: I know from where I'm at right now in this studio recording, I know exactly how much God you have. You have as much God as you want. I know how much faith you have. You have as much faith as you want. I know how much healing you believe in because you have all that you really want. Friend, listen, the proximity to Jesus doesn't necessarily imply the appropriation of Jesus. But where there is the faintest touch of faith, there is an instantaneous response. There is a mighty reservoir of power found in your relationship with Christ. Why not tap the hem of it today to receive all that you need? Friend, I want to thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast, and I encourage you to go walk in that kind of faith. Reach out and touch the hem of his garment. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.